Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He covers the Indians Major League Baseball for The Athletic. He's Zach Meisel. Hello, Zach.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
We're doing well. You know, one thing we haven't touched on yet, Zach, I can't imagine that the Indians management has thought completely, yeah, we're good with his nickname. And I've always kind of thought that they thought, but if we change the nickname, we're going to really alienate so many folks in our fan base and blah, blah, blah. This might be the perfect opening for the team to go ahead and do something that they know is in its long-term best interest and gives them the opportunity to do it, and they can just say, hey, look, it's just time to do it. You think that's a factor in this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why these things tend to take years and years, and there's, you know, whether it's made public or not, it's an ongoing discussion, and there's plenty of debate internally always before anything ever gets revealed publicly. So, yeah, this is something they've thought about. You know, I mean, it started with the logo, and, you know, I'm sure you guys were taking calls on Chief Wahoo for years leading up to them finally dismissing it a couple of years ago. So it's similar. It's a little bit different just from the standpoint of, you know, it's maybe to some people it's not as blatant as the logo was, and it's not as pressing or urgent. But, you know, when everything that's transpired this summer, just from the racial injustice protests and just the increase in talk and activity about that topic, you know, that kind of spurred this on a little bit more. And then certainly last week when you had the Redskins make their announcement, I think it just made people think more. And I think it kind of sent a flag throughout the organization that, hey, you know, maybe there needs to be more sense of urgency behind reviewing this and determining what we need to do moving forward.
All right, so Zach, I mean, can we be? I mean, if you're going to review it, you're going to change it. There's no, right? They're not going to walk out of this and say, you know, we did market research, and you know, we're going to keep it. I don't see that at all. So I guess maybe the looking ahead question is, how much longer until they have a new name? Well, give me a timeline.
I mean, I would be shocked. I don't think anything's going to happen this season or this year, but it wouldn't surprise me if going into 2021. You had just a complete overhaul in branding and nickname and design and all of that. I think, you know, it's tough because this is all coming to the forefront right now. And, you know, the front office has so much to think about in terms of, well, the protocols for coronavirus and health and safety and, you know, trying to get the season off the ground and make sure that the players are in shape and in the best position to succeed on the field. So there's so much going on. So I think, you know, they've talked about it. Like Terry Francona said, it's a conversation he's had with Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff occasionally for a couple of years now. And so it wouldn't surprise me if there was something in place for next year. But again, this is a process. This is not something that's going to happen next week or next month. This is something that is going to take a while, and they want to consult the Native American community. They want to consult fans. They want to consult, you know, I'm sure people who have a vested interest in the club and spend money with the team. So there's going to be a lot of feeling out, I think, before anything even, you know, gets pushed forward. And then, you know, it's a tough decision because you don't want to alienate, you know, if you pick a new name, you want to make sure it's something that people like and it's something that you can sell. So you have to be careful with that. And I think that's why they'll do their due diligence, and it'll take some time.
But, Zach, just real quick, I mean, this isn't a Tito. I mean, Tito will speak out on him because no one speaks to the media more than Tito does, but it's not really a baseball issue. It's a marketing issue. It's a Bobby D issue. It's a, you know, it might be Chris Antonetti's issue because he's the president, but from a baseball standpoint, it shouldn't really matter.
No, 100%. I'm sure I'm sure players will get asked about it in the coming days, but it's
right.
The same thing. Like, does it really matter what, you know, Adam Plutko thinks about the team name? No.
No. Agree.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Zach Meisel is joining us from The Athletic. Here's the one thing about it too, Zach, and this goes back to my first point. At now where the team stands with the Chief Wahoo logo being eliminated, how marketable is a red block C? I mean, there are only so many things you can do with that. If you're the business folks at the Indians, man, a new logo would give you endless opportunities and a new revenue stream because, sorry, even though they still sell stuff that says Indians and everything else, man, that wouldn't be nearly as marketable as a logo, and especially a new logo. And I would think the business side of the team would be giddy about the idea of coming out with something new.
Yeah, it's an important decision from a financial standpoint, marketing and branding. And, you know, to give you – this kind of ties back into the previous question, which, you know, they ditched Chief Wahoo in 2018. They said they were going to start thinking about a new logo for the future. And in 2019, they went with the All-Star Game patch. They had the guitar on the jersey all year. And they said, okay, this is going to suffice for 1 year, and then for 2020 we'll have something new. Well, they never got to that. They were never able to come up with an idea that they felt they could reveal publicly and it would get widespread support. So they were just – they're going with – their sleeves are empty this year. They're one of five teams to not have that logo patch on their sleeves. And so it shows you, like, this is something they take seriously and they want to be really careful with and not, you know, come up with something that people don't like because they have to sell it. They have to market it. You know, they need people to jump on board and, you know, not get all angry that they have a new logo they don't like and so they're not going to support the team and spend their money. So, yeah, it's important. You're right. The Black Sea can really only take you very far, and it's not very far at all to a lot of people who think it's just kind of – it's a placeholder, you know, it's pretty standard and basic. So, there's one thing you could say, it's that having a new team name basically just solves that issue for you because you would have a new logo. You would have something unique that would pertain to whatever that nickname is. And so, you know, they've spent a few years now trying to come up with a replacement for Chief Wahoo, and it would be whatever the new nickname is.
Yeah, but here's one for you, Zach, especially listening to everything that happened during these negotiations to even get back on the field. Why even bother putting a logo there when it could end up being a corporate logo somewhere down the road? They'll have the opportunity to make money on that spot rather than trying to put some sort of, you know, slider kind of anything. I mean, that they're going to have to leave something open for advertising if that ends up going through here in the next CBA. So, why even bother? I mean, that's like kind of the I would think that, you know, when they went to the guitar after that, they're like, well, let's do this, let's do that. And then they're like, well, wait a minute, that could be a place to bring in revenue. So why even bother putting anything on there until we figure out what kind of corporate logo we could put on there?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the equation too. I will say, I mean, 25 teams have something there. So they're going to have to either get rid of it or find somewhere else to put advertising. There's so much. I mean, this is – there's a lot on the front office and the Dolan's plates right now when you think about just this season and all the questions surrounding whether it'll even get off the ground and whether there will be postseason or World Series if the virus permits, and got the team name and the logo and advertising. There's a star shortstop that has a questionable future in the town. And Matt, by the way, there's the collective bargaining agreement that expires in a little over a year, and there's going to be a lot that needs to be negotiated and solved for baseball moving forward.
Zach Meisel is joining us from The Athletic. I was just going to ask you, since the plan's been laid out and, you know, starting up in late July and blah, 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 has enough stuff happened that makes you think, Zach, all right, maybe this thing doesn't happen? Or is it still all systems go?
Yeah, I mean, in Cleveland, things seem stable and fine. They haven't had too many issues that we've heard in terms of testing. That's not the case elsewhere. You know, it's been revealed today that there have been a handful of teams that either the testing is lagging or they just have not gotten results back after days and days, or, you know, it's just the test results aren't functioning properly. I mean, it's you know, there are a few places where I think there are some front offices and some teams who are thinking, I don't know if this is going to work. So in Cleveland, it's peaceful. It's been okay. But, you know, this is tough because I think every day is going to present new challenges. I don't think anybody really knows what to expect. You can plan for a million different things that potentially might pop up, but there are certainly going to be things no one anticipated that are going to pop up. So it's so difficult. This is, I mean, you come to the ballpark and it's like you see people that you recognize who have done the same job for 20 years and they're doing things that are not part of their job requirements. And then, you know, you have people around the ballpark who are helping out with health and security screenings and, you know, trying to figure out how to properly space people. Like, this is all so different. And it's just kind of, I think every team is doing the all hands on deck approach, but you know, it's just so hard to forecast the future. And I think every team, every person in baseball, probably, whether it's in the back of your mind or the forefront, I'm sure there's some skepticism and there are some doubts over whether this is all going to work out.
Zach, a couple things. One, you know, with such a tight window, should we expect doubleheaders towards the end if we get rainouts?
Yeah, so the rule in place at the moment is that rain delays will be extremely short because they don't want people waiting around. So you would just, but instead of just bagging the game, if it doesn't reach five innings, you would just suspend it and continue it later on. So I think that's their preference instead of doubleheaders because they don't want people at the ballpark for, you know, 15 hours if they don't have to be.
And then people at the ballpark, again, if let's just say one state says you can have 20% fans by the end of August, is that going to – like, I can't imagine they're going to let one team open up the gate for 20% capacity and not let other teams – like, don't you think that would have to be universal across the board, that every team would have to be allowed 20%? And so now you get into state law and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've wondered the same thing. I mean, it has sounded like it was going to be a state-by-state thing and that maybe teams would get to do things differently. That has never seemed fair. This is supposed to be a season with basically no home field advantage aside from getting to sleep in your own bed the night before. Right. But I think that remains to be seen. I mean, this thing is evolving every single day. So I know baseball is try to prepare for all sorts of scenarios, but that's one that's still kind of in limbo.
Zach, always a pleasure. Corey, thank you, sir.
If you had one nickname you could call the Indian or the baseball team in Cleveland moving forward, what's your choice moving forward? Do you have one?
I'll be honest, I haven't seen anything that sounds like a slam dunk, but you know, the media's first day back at the ballpark today, and I walked to my seat in the press box and the first thing I saw on the windowsill was a giant spider web. So maybe it's just a sign of things to come.
Zach, thank you very much. That tees me up for our next segment, by the way. Well done.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Zach Beisel covers the Indians for The Athletic, and he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.